Let's get to our guest. Stephen Major joins us to take a closer look at what's going on in the fixed income space ahead of the speech tomorrow from Fed Chair Jay Powell. Stephen is Global Head of Fixed Income Research at HSBC. He joins us from our studios in Hong Kong. Thanks for being with us. Let's begin with U.S. yield curve. I mean, we're seeing a greater inversion right now, and I'm wondering how you're reading this. The conventional wisdom is that it's talking about recession, but I think the timing of when one unfolds and the magnitude of a recession is up for a little bit of debate right now. I'm curious to get your view. What do you think?
Yeah, well, some measures of the yield curve have predicted about 9 of the last 3 recessions. So it tells you all you need to know. The curve measure that Mr. Powell looks at, I'm sure you're aware, the near-term forward, it tipped into negative territory 2 or 3 weeks ago. So the near-term forward is looking at the 18-month forward, 3-month rate minus the 3-month rate. That's a measure that he had constructed on his behalf during the last cycle. And he has said that this is a more reliable indicator of recession. So it has actually led other measures. So let's just say it's probably a base case now that we're going to have a move towards a recession.
And I mean, they don't seem to be troubled by this, and the Fed is not alone. The RBNZ, I think, is taking a similar position. Is this playing with fire, so to speak? I mean, could they inadvertently, because they've been so aggressive in front-loading rate hikes, could they inadvertently create something that is deep and lasting?
It wouldn't be the first time there'd been a policy mistake. And the interaction between the unemployment data, GDP data, and the inflation data is wages. So what I'm saying is they know that this has to happen for them to get near their target within the next couple of years. So wages are the important part of inflation. Much of the other stuff is going to wash through over time. If there's any risk that wages are going into an upward spiral, then that's a problem. So it sort of has to happen. It's a bit harsh, but that's the reality.
So how tolerant would they be of much weaker growth? I mean, if inflation is still not near their target, do you think that this could be a prolonged exercise where rates do remain elevated for some time?
Well, that's what they want us to think, but the market and our view is different. So we're looking through to the other side already. And that isn't wrong, by the way. I'm just looking at the numbers. So in all probability, they'll hit a peak in the next few months, and then the market will start to price a turn. It's already doing that. Just looking at the data, the last 70 years, do you know what the median number of months between the last hike and the first cut is? Well, I'll tell you, it's 4 months. The mean is 8 because of the 2006-2008 period. Guess what the median core PCE is when the first cut has come? It's 3.9, so let's call it 4. It just seems to me that it's not out of the question that we get to 4% core PCE next year, and they're looking over the other side.
I'm wondering, though, whether it's safe to apply historical data when you're dealing with a situation that is so unique as the one that we're dealing with now,
emerging right
from the pandemic, yeah, where we're also unwinding a balance sheet in a massive way. That certainly throws some complication into the picture, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're quite right. And I normally set up my presentation of data like that, saying, okay, this is data mining, I get it, but I want the numbers. And it doesn't mean to say it has to happen, but it strikes me that the Fed is going to have to switch to both sides of the mandate at some point. They're laser focused, as they say, on inflation. They want us to think that's the only thing that they're focused on, and they want us to think that they're going to go to 5 or more and just stay there, and stay there for as long as it takes. That's the message. If they stay there forever, then bonds should be yielding 5%. That's a simple maths calculation. But today we're trying to factor in the probability that that isn't what's going to happen. And in the next, it doesn't have to be in the next 3-6 months. I'm talking about within the next year. If we're moving into an easing cycle, the market won't price one cut. It will price the whole load. And that's why when you look at the weighted average of the short rates to derive what the yield should be, it's not wrong that we have a 3 handle right now. and that we could even have a two handle.
Hmm. So when your research reaches the desk of bond trading desk at HSBC, give me the strategy that you're recommending.
Well, our forecast is 2.0 for end of next year. You could say that forecast is wrong, but by definition, the forecast isn't wrong till you hit the horizon date. To me, yields will be lower, not higher. We want to receive duration here. And I think if you're talking about the wider fixed income, it's credit, IG credit, that would be favored. And I think real money investors recognize that. If you're trading credit, you can't just buy everything you need in one day. It takes months to build a position.
Same thing. So, you would favor duration at this point in time, even in the IG space.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think definitely in the IG space, because if you're a credit investor, and most real money investors are invested in credit, you can't get the bonds you need in one day. I could probably get all the duration I need in treasuries and futures and swaps quite quickly, right?
Right.
But in credit, it takes ages.
Last question, Stephen, 30 seconds. When you look at the price action in the equity market, do you scratch your head and say, why don't they understand where we're going?
I do. That's the short answer. And I look at, again, looking at the log normalized accumulative returns for bonds versus equities, bonds look cheap compared to equities. So at some stage, that has to sort itself out.
Thank you so much for taking so much time to speak with us. Stephen Major is Global Head of Fixed Income Research at HSBC.